Vitayu, welcome to this feature presentation from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos, which airs weekly on AM and FM radio in Vancouver and Nanaimo, British Columbia, and of course, online. You can find program information, broadcast times, and links to the live streams and podcasts at our website, www.nashholos.com. But now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation, which was recently broadcast on the show. Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Maria Levitsky's new book, Putin's Pooches: Russia, Ukraine, and the Near Abroad Conflict. Maria Levitsky defines putsch as a violent attempt to overthrow a government. She explains that Vladimir Putin's hybrid war against Ukraine is a blatant attempt to destabilize the current government. She also tells the stories of ordinary people who are struggling to survive Putin's putsches. It is ironic that Levitsky begins her book with the words of a Russian writer, Leo Tolstoy: anything is better than lies and deceit. Based on research from many sources, as well as conversations, Levitsky describes the devastating effects of Putin's actions on the Ukrainian people. She tells readers that they are true heroes to me for practicing the rights and freedoms they fight to preserve. Tatiana Zarovnaya, a journalist for newspapers in Ukrainsky and the website Gazeta UA, was reporting on the conflict in Donetsk when she was attacked by pro-Russian separatists and labeled as a provocateur. Fearing for her life, she moved to Kyiv to live as an internally displaced person. Anna Pavlichko, a mother and aviation company manager in Crimea, was a Jewish Ukrainian who actively supported the Maidan movement. She was intimidated by pro-Russian activists, witnessed the injustices of the referendum, and now fears for her safety after the Russian takeover of Crimea. Levitsky goes on to tell the remarkable stories of other brave Ukrainians, including a Crimean tour guide, a law student, and a journalist for the Daily Beast. Several names have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals. Interspersed between these stories is an analysis of Putin's actions. Levitsky looks at several key issues, including the supposed pro-fascist orientation of the Kyiv government, Putin's obsession with his powerful pro-Russian image, his supporters in Russia and Europe, and the political and social implications of his policies. Putin's Pooches is a short but blunt analysis of the critical issues impacting Ukraine today. These issues are evolving every day. Most recently, the international community has seen ceasefires which do not last, mysterious white trucks on humanitarian missions, and hundreds of innocent airline passengers killed. Levitsky's compelling analysis of this crisis touches on the historical background as well as the political and economic issues involved. Readers who want to understand the current events in Ukraine will definitely enjoy Putin's Pooches, since it provides a window into life in Ukraine, as well as Putin's designs on the Ukrainian nation. International journalists would also find this book a good background source for their stories about Ukraine, since Putin's propaganda machine is often mistaken for the truth by these journalists. This book is not meant to be an academic treatise. Some readers may question the lack of footnotes. However, the writer does give readers an extensive list of sources for her research. Maria Levitsky-Milligan is a Ukrainian-American and a former CIA analyst. She has a keen eye for human rights violations amid Russia's push to build a new empire. Her focus in Putin's Pooches is the international crisis in Crimea and the eastern part of Ukraine. She studied at the Monterey Institute of International Studies, where she earned an MA. This book is available at Chapters and Amazon in both print and ebook versions.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you'd like more podcast links, you'll find them at www.nashholos.com.